Hello, welcome back to the English programme. Well, time to check out what's been happening at Anfield again with our report from Liverpool. Yes, here we go. We have from the Liverpool FC website, the official one that is, liverpoolfc.tv, and Roy Hodgson admitted he was left delighted by Joe Cole after the playmaker marked a dazzling display with his first Liverpool goal in Thursday's 4-1 victory at Anfield. I was watching it on the BBC News this morning, and they sort of did it sort of in fast motion, but to prove that it was done in 27 seconds, broke the record. The 28-year-old fired the Reds into a dream start just 20 seconds into the contest as he capitalised on a loose back pass from Octavian Abrudan to net his first strike for the club. Christian Tanais... All these foreign names get me a bit perplexed, I have to be completely honest with you. But I shall navigate my way through the best I possibly can. Christian Tanais Drew. What is the name of the? Well, it's Bucharest anyway. Stiau Bucharest. Can we just go with Bucharest? Will that do? I know where that is. The first bit I'm not too sure about. But anyway, Hodgson told his post-match press conference, "It was nice to see Joe get his first goal, and I thought his performance was very lively throughout, even in the first half, when it was a more even contest. They kept the ball at the back and in midfield, but they didn't really get beyond us very often. They made us work hard to contain them, but even in that period, Joe showed some good touches and movement. As the game opened up, they tried to chase the game and things became even easier for him." Hodgson was also keen to highlight the display of the other team players. I won't go into any more detail because we are reading this on the official Liverpool FC website, liverpoolfc.tv. From the sort of the media bit, the news bit. If you want more information on this and all the other news from Anfield, you can go to their website and you can get all the news that you need. They also have a Twitter if you want to be kept up to date, twitter.com/LFCTV. And indeed, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a Twitter page as well, which you may not have known. But if you did, then I do apologise for boring you by giving you the information. It's twitter.com/English Radio. We're starting to do video thingies, video podcasts, or video... What is this? What do you call it, Pilar? I still don't know, do I? Video podcast or a vidcast or a vodcast. I haven't got a clue what you call it. But we're starting to do them. And in addition to our audio boos and our Mevio podcasts, you can get our video podcasts on iTunes. Go to iTunes, select podcasts, society and culture, and then history. And our video podcast is currently round about number 5. More or less, in the chart, in the history chart. And we will be producing a schedule for our podcasts for the future. If you go to our main blog, which is englishradio.blogspot.com, and at the top it says schedule. Click on that, and you can have a look at like a little sort of calendar thing, an online calendar that tells you when all of our podcasts are available. So you can have a look, see what you can download next week, if you want. Maybe you want to do that, I don't know. But for now, that's it for our news from Anfield. Thanks very much, la. We'll be back with more news from Liverpool as and when we get it.